It's late morning, and the Augustus Brown swimming pool is teeming with students from Juno Douglas High School. This downtown pool is among a list of parks and recreation facilities facing closure. That's because the assembly is trying to fill a $1.9 million deficit without raising taxes. Limiting pool hours would save about $44,000, but shutting it down would save more than a half million annually. Parks and Recreation Director Kirk Duncan says past efforts to shutter the pool were scuttled due to public outcry.
There's some pretty passionate people about not wanting to close the pool. Quite frankly, I'm really glad I'm not an assembly member and don't have to make those decisions. I think all of the parks and rec facilities are very important to the community, but also I recognize that we have some tough times.
Even if the assembly spares the downtown pool this year, the facility will need significant investment. The building is about 45 years old and nearing the end of its lifespan.
The Augustus Brown Pool has been here for many years. We estimate that it needs about $4.5 to $5 million in repairs. So that's the long-term issues. How are we going to fund those repairs?
Juno has a more modern swimming pool, the Diamond Aquatic Center in the Mendenhall Valley, but JDHS students would lose a pool literally next door, and downtown residents would have to travel. Across the Gastineau Channel in downtown Douglas is the Mount Jumbo Gym, an indoor basketball court, among other things. It's also on the proverbial chopping block. Facility Superintendent Brent Fisher is shooting hoops only because I needed sound to spice up the story. He gives a history lesson.
It was built as a school. Gym was built in 1941. School was built in 1937. It was part of the school district.
The former Douglas High School gym is now used as a community space, serving preschoolers, adults, and everyone in between.
We get a lot of adults and youth using this, so it's a good venue for the community, gives them another outlet because there's not a lot of gym space available.
That's Dave Pusich, the city's recreation manager. He also grew up in Douglas and says the former high school is somewhat of a community landmark.
We also have lots of birthday parties on the weekends in here. It's real busy. We got a bouncy house that we set up, lots of toys, so it's pretty popular and it's affordable.
Closing this gym would save less than $10,000 a year. But there are serious maintenance issues. The roof leaks. Patching things up would cost about $688,000. Renovations have been estimated to cost another $1.3 million. And to totally rehab the building so it'd be good for another 25 to 30 years, the cost would increase to $4.8 million. The assembly's budget deadline isn't until June. With minimal publicity, public comment is already arriving by email, urging the assembly to save these and other facilities whose futures remain uncertain. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.